WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump will sign his big budget bill later today. Republicans in the House giving him the votes he needed to get it passed. A series of fireworks explosions across the country in the run-up to the 4th of July weekend in one Los Angeles neighborhood. 100 firefighters battled flames sparked by active fireworks stored in a garage. Firefighter David Ortiz says it spread to several other homes.
We have one person that was injured with significant injuries, was transported in critical condition, stable but critical condition due to the seriousness of her injuries. She's in her mid-30s.
In Ukraine, one of Russia's largest drone and missile strikes of the war. Several neighborhoods on fire in Kyiv and word of multiple injuries. The bombings coming hours after President Trump held a call with Russian President Vladimir Putin. A strike by air traffic controllers in France disrupting travel at all Paris airports. Thousands of passengers rearranging plans. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Barr. If you're spending more time outside this holiday weekend, experts are warning about a new breed of tick and the bizarre allergy it can spread with just one bite. It's known as the Lone Star tick, and the bug is finding its way to Wisconsin from the southeast part of the country. Doctors with Mayo Clinic say they're already starting to see more patients with what's known as alpha-gal syndrome. It's an allergy to red meat after being bit by this type of tick. And these ticks aren't just in the woods.
You go back 30 years ago and you'd think of, a hunter, an avid hiker out in the woods. Now we're starting to see ticks pop up sometimes in backyards in suburban areas and stuff like that. And that's a concern.
PJ Leash is an entomologist at the UW Insect Diagnostic Lab. And though this new tick is spreading, he still considers Lyme disease from a deer tick the bigger concern. Leash also suggests using insect spray, wearing long sleeves and pants, and always checking for ticks after spending time outside. Are you noticing farmers spending more time outside working in the fields? The weather in some parts of the state is challenging and may not mean all the corn crops are knee-high by the 4th of July. The latest crop report shows farmers across Wisconsin had just 3.5 days with workable conditions during the last week. And did you know our state is ranked second for having the most organic farms in the country? Officials with Naturally Wisconsin and the Food Finance Institute are starting a new program to support those efforts and say there's also growing consumer demand for natural, healthy, and sustainable products. The group's already working with more than 800 food-focused entrepreneurs from all across the state. You can find more news anytime at civicmedia.us. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the Brewers and the Marlins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers face the Marlins tonight at Lone Depot Park. Last night, the Brewers lost by just a run, 3-2 to the Mets. Jose Quintana taking the loss against his former team by giving up a single to Juan Soto that gave the Mets the lead. How disappointing was this loss? Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I always disappointed when we lose, and especially when it comes down to inches here or there, or comes down to pitches, or comes down to, a close call or whatever. I mean, it seems like, sometimes you got to just win by more than that.
What do you think of Quintana overall?
I thought he was great. He was great. It's the best outing I've seen him have probably since I was on the other side of the field.
Basketball. At least three NBA teams showing interest in Damian Lillard after being released by the Bucks and becoming a free agent. CBS Sports says the Celtics, Lakers, and Golden State Warriors all interested in Lillard when he recovers from that torn Achilles tendon. With Sports, on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms. Our high in the upper 80s to low 90s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms. Again, upper 80s to low 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. The website climate.gov is no more. The site that served as a trusted resource for federal research on climate change has been officially shut down a month after its staff was fired by the Trump administration. When it was online, climate.gov received hundreds of thousands of visitors every month. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says climate information will be housed elsewhere on its website. $16 million in state funding could soon be on the way to help farmers improve water quality in rural Wisconsin. The Joint Committee on Finance recently committed the funding for a host of environmentally-minded farm programs after months of work from Clean Wisconsin and its partners. The funding still needs to be passed by the full legislature and signed into law by Governor Evers. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
Keep the car in the garage. Learn about the Bayshore Bicycle Club with Brian Mittig and the Green Bay Transit with Andrea Bullen. Join me.
Sunday afternoons at 1 on 97.9 WGBW and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to a special edition of Mino and the Mayor on this 4th of July. I hope your day is going well, at least to start with here. And whatever you got planned today, John and Jim wish you all the best. Enjoy it with family and friends. Celebrate, right? That's what this is all about, celebrating. But we're also taking some time today to remember the men and women who have served our country with this special Mino and the Mayor Operation Song. And today we're not only playing some great music that's been created through Operation Song for veterans and their families and people like you and I. If you've never been in the military like I've never been in the military, it's good to get a perspective of what some of these folks have gone through, not necessarily in combat, but in their life, what this meant to them, what this has done to them, and how they've come out the other side with a different perspective on so many different things. We're joined today, and we'll talk more with CEO of Operation Song, John Foti, in just a bit. And we'll also talk with Executive Director, Veteran Engagement, Mike Beyer, coming up in just a bit. Mike actually is a singer-songwriter and goes out and performs the song that was written and recorded for him, in fact. And we'll talk more about that. We've got a lot of songs to get to today, and I want to make sure and get to as many as we can. So let's start this segment off with a song called The 1%. This was written by Jamie Floyd and Del Rodriguez. It's performed by Jimmy Thau. Del wanted to actually discuss the difficulty in choosing a career as a soldier, an identity that only 1% of our population chose to serve in the longest conflict in American history. The 1% right now on Mino and the Mayor Operation Song.
God only makes a handful of hearts who can stand back up after falling apart. We signed up for the worst of the worst. Nobody wanted to go. We said, take me first. And then there's a reason we make it through. That's because, yeah, we're built for that too. The 1% is us in more ways than one. The first one's in, the last one's out. We don't break easy, don't back down. We're made of something stronger, built to last a lot longer. And coming home, it's easy to forget what to do with pain we hadn't faced yet. But we were born for every kind of war. It is us in more ways than one. I'm the kind of happy that just doesn't happen. Found the kind of love that keeps on lasting. What are the odds I'd be so blessed that everything I lost I get it back again? I didn't know it yet, but I'd find out. I was the one then, just like I am right now. We're the first ones in, the last ones out. We don't break easy, don't back down. We're made of something stronger, built to last a lot longer. And coming home, it's easy to forget what to do with pain we hadn't faced yet, but we were born for every kind of war. The 1% is us in more ways than one. Yeah. The one out. I don't break easy, don't back down. Made of something stronger, built to last a lot longer. And coming home, it's easy to forget what to do with pain we hadn't faced yet. But we were born for every kind of war. The 1% is us and more. That is us in more ways than one.
You're listening to a special edition of Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on this 4th of July on WGBW and WISS.
I can't read between the red ink on the paper. Don't have the means to feed all those in need. I can't lead the lost to cross paths with the Savior. But I can close my eyes, fold my hands, and hit my knees. And pray for our warriors, for them to come home safe. For all them St. Jude babies to grow up strong and be okay. And for the ones who don't know Jesus, missing out on grace. Remember this, it's never too late to pray. It's never too late to pray. We pray thanks before we eat down at Rudy's Diner. For all them farmers who need a little rain to fall. For that Amber Alert, little girl that they find her. Along with all those missing faces on the Walmart wall. We pray that our glory keeps on waving in the wind. We pray for forgiveness and for all our foreign friends. And for the ones who don't know Jesus, missing out on grace. Remember this, it's never too late to pray. It's never too late to pray. We pray for our warriors, for them to come home safe. Pray for our enemies and that peace will come someday. For the ones who don't know Jesus on their dying day. Remember this, it's never too late to pray. It's never too late to pray. Never too late to pray.
The story of an Army spouse, Kathy Mendoza, and how while it didn't seem that she had a control over anything going on in her life, the one thing she could do is pray. The song is called Pray. It was written by Phil O'Donnell, Billy Montana, and Kathy Mendoza. This is a special edition of Mino and the Mayor, where we're featuring the music and the stories of veterans in the United States through a great program called Operation Song. And we have two gentlemen with Operation Song today, the executive director of veteran engagement, also a singer songwriter of his own right, Mike Byers, with us, and the CEO of Operation Song, who we met a few weeks ago on Mino and the Mayor show, John Foti. John, these songs, as we play them, and again, I'm playing them for not just the first time today, but the second or third time as I listen to these songs, very touching to me. Again, I've never served in our military, but having been involved with Mino and the Mayor, have learned so much about veterans and what they came home to and some of the struggles they've been through. As an average person who's enjoying this music today, but I know there's tons of other music out there, what's the best way for someone like me to listen to these songs?
Absolute best way to listen to an Operation Song song would be to download our app. It is on the Google Play Store, the Apple Store. The link is right in our website. You can also just pull up the app phone on the App Store on your phone, whatever device you use, and just search Operation Song. We have our own app with our own music that makes it extremely accessible. And we update that weekly in order to ensure that all of the songs and the best songs are getting on there. And we also share our music very broadly on Facebook and through our website as well, too. We have an incredible YouTube page that has really, really powerful stories and videos on there, to include videos of the World War II Preservation Project, which we're executing now, where we write songs with professional songwriters and World War II veterans. And then we create short documentaries to capture those veteran stories as they served in the Second World War, and showcase very often little snips of their song and interviews from the veteran and sometimes their songwriter as well, too. And so we have a few different places that we put it, and we're working on making it more and more accessible over time. It's tough because, unlike most music organizations that might come out with a few songs a quarter and maybe one album every couple of years, we write 170 songs. This year, we're on track to write over 200 songs this year. So we have to find good balance in terms of how we distribute those songs so that they're accessible and available for people who want to listen to them.
Mike, you were mentioning when you perform your song. So you actually go out and perform this song yourself?
I do. Yeah. There's a lot of times we'll, you know, and having worked with Bob Regan, our founder, all these years, there's, you know, a lot of opportunities for us to go out and talk about Operation Song and perform at different places. We've performed at the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville for many years. We've been on the stage of the Grand Old Opry, the Ryman.
What's that like, Mike?
Oh, it's incredible, man. It's, you know, the last big one we did is we played the Ryman last year. And it's just like, I mean, that's like a bucket list right there, you know. You know, it's just really, really cool to do. And we've had a couple other opportunities at the Opry as well. We actually, a couple of our songs, one of the songs was my song, you know, where we actually had the songwriter on the stage of the Opry sing it. And then I had my son next to me, and we kind of had speaking parts, you know, involved in the filming of it on the Opry. You know, so it's been great to have that opportunity. But I typically love the events where we can go and perform, and then of course have the opportunity to interact with the crowd afterwards, because there's always questions. There's always somebody with that, you know, the statement of, "Hey, that's my song," and more opportunities for us to reach out and write, you know, and that's our goal, and that's what we want to do.
Well, Mike and John, I want you guys to both understand how much we appreciate the fact that you're allowing us to have this 3-hour special today, to listen to these great songs, to hear these great stories, and learn more about Operation Song. A very special edition of Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on this 4th of July. Stick around, more great songs, more conversation with Mike and John on the way. It's also a free ticket Friday on this special edition of Mino and the Mayor. It's your chance to win a 4-pack of Brew Crew tickets for next Friday, July 11th, taking on Washington at AmFam Field. And here's how you can win. The keyword this morning is holiday, H-O-L-I-D-A-Y, holiday. So download the Civic Media app, get that in the Apple or Google store. Choose WISS or WGBW and use the text button to send the keyword holiday to be entered in this statewide contest. Once again, this morning's keyword is holiday, H-O-L-I-D-A-Y. Get the app, choose the station, WISS or WGBW, and text that word in before 9 a.m. for your chance to win. And your next chance to win is coming up after 9 o'clock with Matt Nair on air with Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach. It's a free ticket Friday with Mino and the Mayor on WISS and WGBW.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
President John F. Kennedy said, "Let every nation know, whether it wishes us well or ill, we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and success of liberty." This message made possible by Hubbard Electric. Hubbard Electric in Manitowoc is the area's top choice for electrical contractors because they're focused on quality and value. Call today, 920-686-1180, 920-686-1180.
Are you tired of so-so pizza that's not clean food and nutritious? Want great-tasting pizza that everyone will really love? Josephine's Pizza and Pastaria is the place for you. They're more than your ordinary pizza place. Josephine's Pizza makes food as it should be. They care about what your family eats, so they use sauce, cheese, and flour that is non-GMO in their old-world recipes. Your dinner plans are easy when it includes Josephine's Pizza and Pastaria in Green Bay on Glendale Avenue across from St. John's the Baptist Church.
Have you ever wanted to be a big? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And if you've ever been interested in being a big brother or big sister, enrollment day is here, Tuesday, July 8th from 5 to 7 p.m. In just 2 hours and a few slices of pizza, you'll be walked through an orientation, interview, and background check process where at the end, you could be a big and part of the Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northeast Wisconsin. Register now by going to WGBW.FM and clicking events.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the special edition of Mino and the Mayor Operation Song. Let's listen to The Same War. It's Pete Salas, Jamie Floyd, Cassie and Zach Peterson. And Zach and Cassie's song really talks about the struggle of maintaining a marriage in the military. While the soldier is deployed, the spouse is home fighting her own war. The Same War on Mino and the Mayor.
Ninety men, six cannons, and one mission. Life and death all hang on my decisions. I tell you everything, but I leave a lot out. I do what I have to do to make you proud.
Eight moves, four funerals, one baby. I guess God had to show how strong he made me. I tell you everything, but I leave a lot out. I missed you then just like I miss you now.
My days are long.
I've got my battles, you've got yours. Different fights in the same war.
Don't care where we are.
You're the reason that I make it through every single day without you. My days are long, and your days are long, waiting to hear I love you on the phone. Different fights in the same war. The same war.
In the same war.
In the same war. My days are long.
My days are long.
Your days are long.
Your days are long.
Sometimes we forget they're fighting the same war. Zach and Cassie's song about the struggle of maintaining a marriage in the military. Let's share another song. This one's called The Peacemaker. And Mark Beeson, Andy Elbert, and Gloria Savage, this is Gloria's lessons her mother taught her and how they carried over into her life of service. It's on Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song.
Mother used to tell me, treat everybody right. Go to Sunday school and trust in Jesus Christ. Through all the pain and darkness, she never lost her light. She taught me by example and brought these words to life. You can love the sinner but hate the sin. You can hit the wall. There's a fine line between a giver and a taker. To love your enemy, you gotta fight to be a peacemaker. When I look in the mirror, it's like she's staring back at me. They say I look like daddy's side, but that's not who I see. Down beneath the surface is where she left her mark. These words I take at gospel came from my mother's heart. You can love the sinner, but hate the sin. You can hit the wall. There's a fine line between a giver and a taker. To love your enemy, you gotta fight to be a peacemaker. A peacemaker.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wisconsin is ranked second in the nation for having the most organic farms. Now, the Food Finance Institute is looking to help these organic growers with a new program called Naturally Wisconsin. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Thursday. The program essentially seeks to boost the market for organic products. Jamie Valenti-Jordan is the Food Brand Program Manager with the Food Finance Institute. He tells us about the types of businesses or services that can work with Naturally Wisconsin.
Within our space, of course, we have brands. That's the most commonly recognized group. But it's not just emerging brands, not just established brands. It's also our supply chain up and downstream. So that's going to be inclusive of our agricultural sector, our agricultural supply, our ag tech, but also our ingredient suppliers that are going to process those materials, our packaging and equipment suppliers that are going to be a part of that as well, all the way through to our service providers, those that specialize in the food industry with respect to, working on legal or marketing as well.
Jamie Valenti-Jordan says you can learn more about Naturally Wisconsin by visiting the Food Finance Institute online. Stick around for more agribusiness news coming your way.
In my County Farm Bureau, I'm more than a member. I'm an advocate for local farms and families. Serving on the board has given me a chance to create real change in our community. From organizing volunteer opportunities to promoting agriculture at local events, we connect our neighbors to the farms that feed them. Together, we're building a stronger and well-informed community. Join us and make a difference today.
A voice for farmers,
a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
All business owners want the same thing: to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
In other agribusiness news on a Thursday, local food dollars are getting applause from food processors. In the tentative budget agreement between the governor and the Republican-led legislature, $10 million has been secured toward the Food Security Initiative grant program. This is through the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. The Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association says it's going to increase access to nutritious dairy products like milk and cheese, as well as meat, fruits, and vegetables from Wisconsin food processors during a time when food banks are seeing record demand. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Logging and Heritage Festival July 12th and 13th on Stevenson Island. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
It is going to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms. Our high in the upper 80s to low 90s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms. Again, upper 80s to low 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
It's National Handshake Day, but I find the idea that you just meet someone and you're holding a body part of theirs kind of odd. Hello, stranger. I'd like to squeeze your hand. Let's have an intimate act here. I have no idea where it's been or how you choose to use your hand in your spare time, but I'd like to hold it for a while. Unless it's a friend. Look, I don't know why we have to touch each other when we barely know each other.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Happy Independence Day. On the next show, enjoy a special best of episode. And while we're off enjoying family, friends, food, fun, and fireworks, don't miss your chance to win Brewers tickets with Free Ticket Friday.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the special edition of Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on this 4th of July. John and Jim, wish you the very best today. Hopefully you have fun with family and friends and celebrate a little bit, but also remember a little bit about the men and women who have served our country. And that's why we're doing this special Operation Song segment, or this special show on Mino and the Mayor. And we've learned a little bit about Operation Song and what it is. You can get more details if you go to operationsong.org. Speaking with me today as we share this great music that's been written by veterans and these singer-songwriters from Nashville primarily, we're being joined by Mike Beyer, the Executive Director of Veteran Engagement with Operation Song, and John Foti, who's the CEO of Operation Song. But John, this really started with Bob Regan. Can you, he's the one who got this all in motion. Can you tell me what the catalyst was for Bob? Why did he decide that there was a need for Operation Song?
So Bob was invited to start doing Armed Forces tours, which, you know, there's a component of the Department of Defense that has discretionary funds that they can use to basically bring fun and freedom, talent, artists, songwriters across the world in order to entertain, inspire, encourage, very famously, right, many celebrities like the Keith Urbans and the Toby Keiths will go on these tours. Sometimes, you know, there's a few different brands of them. The USO does kind of very similar events, but separate than Armed Forces tours. And so Bob Regan just started going and doing these shows for troops. And of course, you get to interact with them before and after the show, and you're always talking to them. And he just learned that they had incredible stories to tell, right? And songwriters are so naturally gifted storytellers that I think Bob Regan had felt over those years that that process would be incredible to build an organization around. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, Bob Regan took his own time and money, right? Which of course, as a famous songwriter himself, his time is incredibly valuable. And for him to donate that to the organization to start serving veterans and their families is incredibly powerful. And so for him, it was about the initial stories he would hear from veterans on those tours that inspired him to want to start this organization, invest his own time and money, and serve more veterans around the country.
As you were saying, you're on track to maybe do 200 songs this year alone. You guys have so much going on. What kind of crew are you working with at Operation Song? How many people do you got putting all this stuff together?
So right now we have a team of 5.
Wow.
And a songwriter core of around 100, but it tends to be between 15 and 30, you know, on any given quarter or year that do the bulk of that lift, right? Some songwriters are more accessible based off of their schedule and their, you know, because a lot of them tour, they perform shows, they have actual publishing deals where they have to write a certain amount of songs on Music Row every year. So they stay incredibly busy and they all have different availability to meet and write with a veteran, because that process could take 4 or 5 hours, and then scheduling on the front side and backside with our team. We have a board of directors of 12 and a large volunteer corps through our alumni program that gives veterans an ongoing opportunity to interact with other alumni of the program, to include the peer support component of getting on the backside of this program and being able to interact with other alumni, other veterans and their families that have gone through this extremely powerful program. And so between staff, volunteers, and board members, we are getting bigger every year, of course. And as we write more and more songs, that group of alumni nationwide continues to grow.
It's absolutely amazing. Let's get to some more music. This is a combo written song here. Jamie Floyd, Nate Dodson, Corey Ron, Brandon Tanner, Damon Gooch. It's performed by Jimmy Thoe. And it's a group of veterans that got together. They wanted to write a song about how they view the American flag they fought to protect. What the flag is for on Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song.
The flag is for freedom, for each and every one. For waking up each morning and doing what you love. The flag is for fighting somewhere far away, with my brothers and my sisters, to keep you safe.
safe. The flag is more than red, white, and blue. It's united we will stand, and divided we will lose. It's flying high above this land, so we remember what we've got when we forget what the flag. I believe the flag is more than red, white, and blue. It's why we stand up on our feet and pledge through and through. It's flying high above this land. It's the highest honor folded up, put in a mother's hands. So just think about those we lost who aren't here anymore. When you think about what the flag is for. Let us always remember what the flag is for.
You're listening to a special edition of Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on WGBW and WISS.
Fighting who I am and the man that I can't change. I've laid my weapons down, but still I'm fighting every day. From a uniform to a suit and tie, from Kabul to the Tennessee countryside. Oh, how do I go from that life to this life?
From never being alone to always missing you. You're out there changing the world, well, mine is changing too. From the three of us to just me and her, to knowing you're waiting on the word. Oh, it hurts to go from that life to this life.
This life will break your heart, surprise you with the hardest part, ask you to be stronger than you think you are. How do I take this hurting me? Let it be a memory. I guess I'll take it one day at a time. Go from that life to this life.
We both have battle scars, and all they are is proof
of how we survived. I made my way back to you. I'm being scared to death for coming back to life. We could have given up a million times. This life will break your
you to be stronger than you think you are. How do I take this hurting me and let it be a memory? I guess I'll take it one day at a time. Go from that life to this life. It's been one hell of a ride. From that life to this life. From being scared to death, coming back to life, we could have given up at least a million times.
Another powerful song outlining the difficulties the military places on families and marriages. This Life, written by Pete Salas, Jamie Floyd, and Carrie and Josh Brenneman. This is Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on this 4th of July. From Operation Song, we have CEO John Foti with us, and also the Executive Director of Veteran Engagement, Mike Beyer, is with us as well. John or Mike or both of you, my question now is, when it comes to getting the stories, who makes that first connection? Is it the veteran? Is it a family member? How does the whole process seem to start?
It varies. You know, with our virtual program that we have, most of the time those are individual veterans that are reaching out. But with all of our partners across the country, those veterans, you know, it takes a little bit of twist into the arm sometimes from our partners out there, because they know their community. So, like, say we go to New York, you know, we don't try to search the community for veterans. We go to our partners and say, hey, this is how many songwriters we're going to bring up this time. You know, can you find this many veterans? And they'll get to work on it because they know those veterans in their community. They know who can use it the most. And more times than not, the veteran, you know, they're kind of like, I don't know about this, because I was the same way, you know, and they're not sure they want to do it. And so it takes a little bit of coaxing sometimes. But I can tell you, you know, Bob Regan, we always joke, and he says, you know, it never doesn't work. You know, so we, you know, you'll see a veteran coming in the morning or a family member, and they've got this, you know, you can see on their face, they're skeptical or not sure what to expect. But as you go through the day, you know, they're smiling, they're happy. And at the end of the day, they're just blown away when they hear their song, you know? So it answers your question. It varies, but, most of the time we, you know, the veterans are, you know, they come through our partner organizations.
Mike, I would assume that some of the songwriters actually have some experience being veterans, but some don't. How did they cross that line and get to an understanding of how to tell these stories?
I tell you, having our songwriters, and I tell our songwriters this all the time, I'm like, there are no dumb questions, you know, but the fact that they ask every, you know, if I sat down, you know, as a songwriter, if I sat down with a veteran and he started talking, he or she, they would start throwing out terminology and saying things that I would understand and wouldn't question them about. And it's an amazing process, but always works.
Mike Beyer and John Foti, more with them, more about Operation Song, and more great songs and stories to share on this special edition of Mino and the Mayor Operation Song. Don't go anywhere. As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
We dug holes, little foxholes, to jump into and take cover when you heard them coming. But after a few weeks, you didn't worry about it anymore. What was the point? They weren't aiming at you. They just fired the damn things. So if you were going to get hit, you were really going to get hit. That was my attitude, which I realize now was really stupid, but that's just the way it was. I don't know why I did it, but instead of jumping into a hole, I walked around with my camera, hoping to get a great picture. When sappers got into the perimeter, they would have explosive charges and satchel charges on them. A few were suicide attacks with everything strapped to their bodies. They tried to kill as many guys as they could. It seemed like that was their main mission. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this full story at WGBW.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. online at thed8dispensary.com.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always On Point.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to a special edition of Mino and the Mayor on this July 4th. OperationSong.org is the website. You can get more details on the organization. You can hear all the music that's been written with the help of the veterans and the singers, songwriters. And you can also find details on how you can donate to make sure this program continues and more stories of our veterans are told through song. We'll speak more with Mike Beyer and John Foti from Operation Song in just a bit. More music now, though, from Doug Gill and Nate Castillo. Nate talks about the difficulty of incorporating back into civilian life after years of training as an Army Ranger and coming home from war. This one's called How Do I Turn It Off? Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song.
There's a buzz I always hear in my head, not in my ears. It's the sound of war, the sound of danger, the siren song of an Army Ranger. How do I turn it off? How do I make it right? Leave one life behind me and learn how to sleep tonight. All that training, trying to be the best soldier that I can. How do I turn it off and learn to be that good of mine? Tell me now, how do I turn it off? There's a peaceful place, soft and warm. It's on your pretty face and in your arms. The strength of your love, it gives me purpose and the nagging fear I don't deserve it. How do I turn it off? How do I make it right? Leave one life behind me and learn how to sleep tonight. All that training, trying to be the best soldier that I can.
I don't want to turn at all and learn to be that good a man. Tell me now, how do I turn at all? Leave behind the warrior, let my tender side shine through. How do I make myself the man I need to be for you? How do I turn it on? How do I make it right? Leave one life behind me and learn how to sleep at night. All that training, trying to be the best soldier that I can. How do I turn it on and learn to be that good a man? Tell me now, how do I turn it on? Ooh, how do I turn it on? How do I turn it on?
This is a special edition of Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song, on this 4th of July on WGBW and WISS.
I jumped in a beat-up Buick with Earl Ray and Bobby Mack. Don't know if I'll ever find that bar, but I know I want to go back. We danced with the South Philly lady on an auger hot couch. Tammy and Cheryl had a soft spot for soldiers. We had a different name for that down south. They smile and they don't ask questions, might not even send you a bill. When they serve up love and affection down in Rosie's Bar and Grill. Earl Ray lost his hand in Kaysen, had some shrapnel that never came out. Tammy looked past the scars and stole his heart when she kissed him right on the mouth. They smile and they don't ask questions, might not even send you a bill. When they serve up love and affection down at Rosie's Bar and Grill. Help with the pain, some memories are hard to forget. They smile and they don't ask questions, might not even send you a bill. When they serve up love and affection down at Rosie's Bar and Grill, it goes down at Rosie's Bar and Grill. Hey, 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 hey.
That is Rosie's Bar and Grill, written by Bill DeLuigi and Terry Gold. It's a song about Terry's time with his friends in the Philadelphia VA after an injury he sustained during Vietnam. Really hope you're enjoying this special edition of Mino and the Mayor. We're calling it Operation Song. We're naming it as a tribute to the organization that tells the stories of our military veterans through songs, one song at a time. We've got more from Mike Beyer and John Foti of Operation Song and another hour of great music on the way on this special edition of Mino and the Mayor. Don't go anywhere. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump eager to celebrate the passage of his big spending bill on this 4th of July. There will be a signing ceremony at the White House today that includes military flyovers. On the tarmac next to Air Force One last night, the president said some countries will have to start paying those higher tariffs as the July 9th deadline approaches.
We're going to start sending letters out to various countries starting tomorrow. We'll probably have 10 or 12 go out tomorrow. And over the next few days, I think by the 9th, they'll be fully covered.
100,000 customers without power today in the Northeast following severe storms that affected holiday travel. Three people were killed in New Jersey, including one woman who had a tree fall on her car. The man accused of murdering a Minnesota politician and her husband has appeared in federal court. Vance Bolter did not enter a plea. The next step will be a grand jury meeting and then handing up an indictment, which could happen within the next 10 days. This is ABC News.